What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Student athletes and coaches at Olney High School say their athletic fields are in deplorable condition, and they asked the school board last night to help them. Here's KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Football and baseball fields full of holes, no drinking water for athletes, and nowhere for them to go to the bathroom. Those were some of the conditions students and staff at Olney High described to the school board Thursday night. Former softball coach Nina Abrams said the softball field has temporary bleachers that players share with fans.
The field house, which I now hear has been officially closed, was where there was a toilet, not working.
Head football coach Brandon Holub said his players had no access to locker rooms.
Our players and the players of our opponents have nowhere to change or get dressed for competition.
Principal Michael Roth said the district did meet with him last fall.
They actually laid out a plan. The total cost would be around $19 million, and they laid out a timeline for over a three-year period.
But so far, that money isn't budgeted. The district plans to spend $340,000 for site improvements at Olney next year. At school headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.